Jaya Rama Rama Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha
Shishimar is the priest with the AC Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Gurdu Vaishnavanda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Premasika Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai. Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Samadham Radhaman Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavan Ki Jai, Shri Mayapuravidam Ki Jai, Brahma Kumari Ki Jai, Jamunamai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Arinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Gopinath. Our glorious Samadhotis, our glorious Samadhotis, our glorious Samadhotis, our glorious Shishi Guru, Shri Govardhan. Hare Krishna. So we're going to have some discussion tonight about book distribution. We're going to read from because preaching is the essence. These are quotes from Srila Prabhupada, and speak a little about some of the comments Prabhupada makes. Om Yanatanandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshu Militam Jena Tasai Sri Gurve Namah Mukham Krodh Vatalam Om Nanvayate Yat Vataram Mandar Sri Guru Nanadharana Manchika Vajri Vishya Prakasanim Deva Chakari Nara Bhavati Vaisnavya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sarasvati Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So it's very common around the world. People want to do good for others. In America, they have so many charity groups, March of Dimes, Red Cross, and so many. I'm sure they have here also. So it's a common thing that people want to do good for others. That's the nature. Not everybody wants to do good for others, but it's common for a good portion of people. So the best thing that someone can do for someone else is to give Krishna. This is the best welfare activity. Because people have forgotten who they are. People are an illusion. Everybody's a mind. We also, to some degree, were waking up, were in the attempt of waking up. One time a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, when we go back to the spiritual world, are we going to remember our existence here in the material world? He said, yes, you remember it like a nightmare. A nightmare. Compared to the bliss, to the happiness of devotional service, this material life, it's a nightmare. But just like when you're sleeping and you have a nightmare, it appears so real, isn't it? We've all had that experience. It appears so real. I remember one time I was having a nightmare and I'm thinking, boy, I hope this is a nightmare. Of course it was. Then I woke up and nightmare's over. So similarly, as we continue on in Krishna consciousness, faithfully trying to please Krishna, engage in devotional service, eventually we're going to wake up and the nightmare will be over and we'll be self-realized. Pure devotees of Krishna. So it's like that. We're trying to wake up from this nightmare. But while we're doing this, while we're trying to wake up, we should also be trying to help others. Because they don't know. They don't know that this is a dream. It's a dream. Material life is just a dream. And it's a bad dream. People are thinking that I'm American or African or Indian or This is just a spotlight in our eternal existence. Just a moment. If we live 70 or 80 years, just a moment. If you think about eternity, it's just a very, very short time. But people think this is the reality. So we should try to help them. We have this very valuable knowledge. Most valuable knowledge on the planet. Mataharataranananya. Krishna says there's no truth superior to me. This is it. Fortunately, somehow, we come across the absolute truth. So we should feel very grateful that we've received this knowledge. And the best way to show our gratitude is to give it out to others. To help them out of this. Also, you can call it like amnesia. It's like some people, I remember there's one devotee He was, before he met the devotees, he was a student at the university, riding his bike. Somehow he crashed the bike. And when he stood up, his memory was completely blank. Zero. Didn't know his name, didn't know where he lived, nothing. But he figured, well, I guess this bike is mine since I picked up, you know, stood up and there it was crashed. So he's walking his bike, not knowing where he's going. Complete amnesia. So one devotee sees him. Then he stops him and asks him, so where are you from? Good question. I don't know. What do you mean you don't know where you're from? Yeah, I just crashed my bike. I stood up and I don't know anything. My memory is blank. And the devotee said, well, I'll tell you who you are. You're the eternal servant of Krishna. Okay. At least now I know something. So this devotee understood his very unusual predicament. So he took him under his wing, took him to his flat, gave prasadam, preached to him about Krishna consciousness, and he became a devotee. He became a Bhakti student to help others out of their amnesia. But after a year or so, he wanted to find out. He found out who he was spiritually, but then he wanted to find out, well, who was I materially? So he wrecked his bike near one university, so he put a picture of himself, he had some pictures made of himself, and he put a number under it. I got amnesia, I don't know who I am. If you know who I am, please call this number. So many people called up and said, yeah, I know who you are. Even knew where the parents were. It turns out that he was a big atheist before he crashed his bike. So Krishna made him forget all that and turned him into a devotee. Very good devotee. So Krishna has an amazing ways to bring people under his shelter. So we want to help people out of this amnesia. Everyone actually nityasiddha Krishna prema sati kamanaya shravanani sura chitti kore yudhoi. All identities are the eternal servants of Krishna. But they forgot. So this hearing, shravanani chitti kore yudhoi, this helps them out of the amnesia. This hearing. So that's why this book distribution is so important. This is why Prabhupada wanted this book distribution to go on in a very big way. He wanted everybody to have these books. Because just as they helped us so many ways to understand who we are, who God is, the process of attaining Him, so much knowledge, so rich, so valuable. In one purport, Prabhupada, purport of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says that a gold ring is very attractive and valuable. You put a diamond, a big diamond, in that gold ring, it looks even more attractive. They glorify each other. So the diamond is compared to Krishna. And the gold is compared to the pure gold. So when we're distributing books, we're not distributing ink and paper. We're distributing diamonds and gold, jewels, very valuable. Actually, all the wealth on the planet cannot compare to even one of these small books that we have. Because these books contain the absolute truth. What is money going to bring? Money didn't bring so much suffering, so much anxiety. Especially if you get a lot of money, then it really brings anxiety. But what does the absolute truth bring? brings knowledge, brings happiness, eternality. So that's what we have. We have something so valuable. And Krishna says in this amazing pastime of Krishna, when he was with the cowherd boys, he told the cowherd boys, there's some brahmanas doing some yajnas. Go tell them that that Krishna, that I am Balaram or hungry and cowherd boys. Tell them to give us some prasad. So they went and told the yajnic brahmanas that Krishna is there in the forest with Balaram, other cowherd boys. They're hungry. Please, can you give them some prasad? And what did they do? They ignored them. Didn't even speak to them. So they were a little disappointed. They went back to Krishna Bhava and said, Krishna Bhava, they're not interested. They don't want to help us. So Krishna said, don't be disappointed. It's natural when you go begging, some people will say no. So Krishna's given a little instruction for us, Sankirtan devotees too. Not everybody will say yes. So then he made a very interesting statement. Etavat janma samayam dehinam yadesh. Prana artha dhyavata shreha chanam sadam. He said it is the duty of all living entities, that means us too, to help others with their life. Prana wants to give one's life to helping others. There's so many people that are dedicating their life to what? To satisfying their senses, isn't it? Practically everybody, they're dedicated, they're so dedicated to satisfying their material senses. So devoted to their body, serving their senses. But what a waste of life. Because Krishna says, eva mure param dvas satya vyavana matmana. He says, once you know that one is transcendental, the material body, senses, and intelligence. He says, knowing oneself to be transcendental, the material senses, body, and intelligence, which is steady oneself by carefully engaging in Krishna consciousness and slay this great symbol of sin, lust. So everybody is controlled by these material modes of nature, lust, anger, greed, ignorance, passion. They don't know if they're different from all of us. So we should dedicate our life to helping them wake up from this illusion. So many people, they dedicate their lives to their countries. Now there's people fighting, there's so many wars going on. Iraq, Israel, Afghanistan, Japan, they have these people called the kamikazes. You heard of those people? They would, I think during World War II, they would fill their plane with bombs. And they would go in the plane and they would just land right into the enemy camp, knowing it's going to blow up. Dedicating their life for a little island in the Pacific. So many people are dedicating their life for things that are not very important. But we should dedicate our life to that which is most important. Krishna. Devotional service. This is what is most important. So therefore Prabhupada, he emphasized the importance of book distribution. He wrote one letter saying, everybody should join the Sankirtan movement as soon as possible. And that little line that Prabhupada wrote went all over the world. And everybody just went completely berserk, distributing books, just going everywhere, distributing books. This is the potency of the pure devotee. So prana artha, once you give one's life, once you give one's wealth, Prabhupada said 50% of one's wealth should be given for the spreading of Krishna consciousness. So we need funds, earning books, vehicles. I'm the minister of book distribution, so I'm always trying to find out what the book distributors need. So I've got many vans for book distributors and books, so many things. Trying to help this mission go forward. So if you have a Lakshmi that you can give for a book distribution, that's another way to preach. Rana Artha Diya. Diya means intelligence. We should use our intelligence in how to preach Krishna consciousness. How to convince people. Some people will say no. How many of you have distributed books before? Please raise your hand. Okay, good number. So you all know. Sometimes people say no. So we have to try to convince them in a nice way. Of course, if they're just adamant, they're just not interested at all, then let them go. Just like if you, now it's mango season is beginning. Some places are already getting some mango. We have this mango tree here. I saw it this morning. A lot of mangoes on that tree, my goodness. So, but now they're green. So if you want a sweet mango, what do you do? What do you do?
You go and get it.
No. If it's green, you don't go and get it. What do you do? You wait. You leave it there. It's not ready. Eventually it'll become ripe. Right? We're waiting. You've got to be patient. So, similarly, some people we approach, not interested, sorry. Green. Let them go. Maybe eventually they'll become right. I was distributing books one time in Australia. I went door to door, knocked on one man's door. He saw the Bhagavad Gita and he said, no, I'm not interested. I worship Satan. I said, well, you worship Satan? Yeah. Well, this book is about God. So you should know your enemy. Alright, good point. Alright, I'll take it. Give $20. So another time I was distributing books and the guy said, no, I'm not interested. I showed the book to him, asked for donation. Nah, I'm not interested. So I pointed to his head and said, up here you're not interested at all, but here you're very interested. He said, all right, you got me. So we got to try to convince him in a nice way. We shouldn't be too pushy. We want people to walk away with a good impression. It's very important that everybody walk away with a very good impression of the Hare Krishna movement. Very important. Because if they do, even if they don't take a book, they may take a book the next time. I'll tell you something that happened back in 1977. One student was going through the New York train station and one devotee approached him to distribute a book to him. And this devotee was very, very kind, very personal, very friendly. And he wasn't just doing, you know, just trying to do a quick sale. Very purely, you know, honestly trying to help this person. He said, I'm not interested. But he noted this person was really nice. But he didn't get a book. About a year and a half later, the same student, he's in Florida. And again, he gets approached by a devotee to sell him a book. And again, the devotee was very kind, very personal, very friendly. And again, he didn't have any money, but again, he knew these people are really nice. So he asked this devotee, "Do you guys have a center around here, like a temple or anything?" He said, "Yeah." So he gave him the address. He went to the temple just to check it out. Talked to the devotees, checked out the whole scene there. We had a little farm there. He never left. Never read one line of Prabhupada's books. But just by experiencing the divine character of the devotees, he was convinced and became a devotee. So that was 36 years ago, 37 years ago. So it's very important that we have the character of devotees. What is that? The tiksevaka when it goes surda sangade, jata satadasana, sadhavasana. First one, tolerance. You have to be tolerant. Sometimes even people will verbally abuse us, and very, very, very seldom there'll be some physical abuse. Very rare. That used to happen back in the 80s. But recently I never hear about this. But we were actually back in the 80s, we were too aggressive. Devotees are very aggressive. And the people didn't appreciate it. But now we're much, much, mellow. Back then we were new. We didn't know even how. We were just very young and passionate. Didn't know how to deal nicely with people. But we've learned a lot. We've learned from our mistakes. So when people are not understood or sometimes verbally abusive, we have to be tolerant. And see, one thing about book distribution is this gives us an opportunity to develop these qualities. Tolerance, compassion, when you go out and see people who are suffering. So naturally, devotee feels compassion, part of the dukkhi, sees others suffering and gives pain. So, tolerance, compassion. Compassion is not easy. It's not an easy quality to attain. It's something we have to work on, we have to pray for. Because we're all born in this world with envy. Icha dvesa samudhena dvandamohena bhara sarvakaisama sarvati. All living entities are born in this world bewildered by the dualities arising from desire and hate. So we have this envy, which originally started with envy of Krishna. So we still have this envy that we're trying to work out of ourselves, become free of. So while that's there, it's hard to develop this compassion. So we have to pray for Prabhupada, please, Krishna, remove this envy, this horrible quality, and fill me with this compassion. Compassion is such a wonderful quality. It's like Prabhupada, he had this practically to an unlimited degree. And that's why this Krishna consciousness spread all over the world. He had so much love, so much compassion. I'll tell you a nice pastime of Prabhupada to show this. In 1970, Prabhupada decided to go back to India. He was in America for practically 4 years. A short time he spent in, he went to India again for 6 months just to get his health back. And then he went back to America. But then in 1970, he decided to spread Krishna consciousness in India. So he wrote to the temple presidents and told them to send one good man to each temple. He's going to preach in India. He called, what did he call the devotees that went to India? Dancing white elephants. It was such a big impression. People were shocked. Americans are becoming Vaishnavas, devotees. It was just like one of the most shocking things people had ever seen. Shocked. So one of those devotees was Giriraj, Brahmacharya at the time. So he was the son of a very wealthy man. And his father was very attached to him. He had already become a Hare Krishna, that was difficult, but now he's in India, so that was very difficult. So he and his wife decided to fly to India to try to convince him to go back to America. So they got word to Giriraj that they're flying in. He picked him up, and immediately they're trying to convince him to go back to America. And he was pretty happy with where he was. He didn't want to go back. So they thought, well, maybe we can get the sympathy of the guru. So they asked Giriraj, can you arrange some meeting with your guru? We'd like to speak. He said, yes. So the parents were there, Giriraj, Prabhupada, and the servant. And they said to Prabhupada, you know, this disciple of yours, he's our only son. And we were very fond of him. It's very difficult that he's here on the other side of the planet. Please, can you ask him to go back to America? So Prabhupada said, Giriraj, you want to go back to America? You can go. No, Prabhupada, I want to stay here with you. So Prabhupada said, what can I do? You don't want me to force him, do you? And they said, no. So then Prabhupada said, well, Giriraj, why don't you go spend some time with him? Maybe 5 days or so, go to the foothills of the Himalayas, Haridwar, there's nice resorts there, spend some time with him. And he said, yes, I can do that. So the parents were happy, he was happy, right? So they went, spent some time. And then when they went back to Bombay, Giriraj wanted them to spend some time with Prabhupada. So they went with Prabhupada for about an hour. So it's interesting here that Prabhupada didn't preach to them at all. Sometimes preaching means don't preach. It was just befriending them. Just talking, you know, joking about the differences between America and India. Just very light talk. And they had a good time. And they walked out with smiles, happy. And the servant said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you're amazing. Everybody loves you so much. And Prabhupada said, that's because I love everyone so much. So this is Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is why this movement spread all over the world. And that's why it's still happening. Prabhupada's in his books. The love is still there. And all over the world, people are joining. When Prabhupada left, there was 108 temples, and now there's about 500 temples. So, this is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So we want this, we want people to learn about Prabhupada, to learn about Krishna, to learn about devotional service, to wake up from this dream. So prana, artha, dhyā, vācha. So our life, our wealth, our intelligence, and vācha, our words. So when we're preaching, we're doing all these things. Giving our life. Some devotees are so dedicated, they just... There was one lady that in 1970 she got one of Prabhupada's books and she was so inspired by reading it. She was just thinking, how can I let people know about this knowledge? She had never met devotees. But she was already thinking, how can I get this knowledge out? It's so valuable, it's so important. And then she met devotees. She heard about the temple, she went to the temple, where she moved in, became a devotee. And she heard about the book distribution program. Of course, she immediately started distributing books. She's still distributing books. Daimi Shakti, Mataji. And she said she's going to distribute books to her last breath. So this is the epitome of someone who wants to give their life. And I know so many devotees that have been distributing books now for, you know, four decades, that just want to keep distributing books. What better thing can we do with our life than to give this valuable knowledge out to others? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the only lack in society is Krishna consciousness. And he said there's different types of devotees. There's the Bhajananandi, and there's the Ghosti. The Bhajananandi, he likes to chant. Which is nice. Ghostiananandi, he likes to preach. He likes to give out the message. He likes to share his knowledge with others. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the best devotee is the preacher that likes to do bhajan. Both. He likes to chant the holy name, just like Prabhupada. That example is there. He was doing bhajan in Thompson Square Park, 3-4 hours a day, chanting. And in that letter, that poem that he wrote in the Boston Pier, he said, I do not know how people are going to accept this message of Krishna, but I have great faith in the holy name of Krishna. So Prabhupada had great faith in Krishna, in the words of his spiritual master, in the name of Krishna, in Krishna. So much faith. So how can we also gain this faith so that we also will want to spread this message? We have to hear. Prabhupada said we should have only one motto in our society. Read and distribute books. He said this should be our motto in Krishna classes. By reading these books, we gain faith in Krishna. Because this knowledge is very powerful. Very powerful. We have the words of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the commentary of the pure devotee, very powerful combination. So if we read this knowledge, we will also gain faith. And we'll gain this faith that devotees have, that they just want to distribute books the rest of their life. How many people are here in Nairobi? What's the population? Anybody know? 3 million? 4 million? Huh?
4 million.
4 million? A lot of people here. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it said, Tapya Deva Patapina, Sadhu Vai Soda. He said, it's very natural for devotees of the Lord to accept suffering, to relieve the suffering of the people in general. And this is the highest method of worship of the Supreme Personality of God. That's a powerful statement. This is the highest method of worship. It's like here we have devotees that are doing arti. It's very nice. But the highest method of worshiping Sri Sri Radha Bhakti Bihari, Lord Ram, Sita, Lakshmi, is to go out and give this knowledge to the suffering people. There's about 4 million people here in this city. How many people come here? Very few, right? If you compare it to the 4 million, very few. Janmashtami probably again. How many people come on Janmashtami? Or Ram Navami? Maybe. How many thousand? Anybody know?
4,000.
How many?
4,000.
4,000? Okay, that's good. 4,000, you got 4 million. Even Janmasthami, only 4,000. So, therefore, we have to go out to the people. They're not coming to the temple. Very few people come to the temple. So we go out, we bring the deity to them, because the books and the deity, they're absolute. Some devotees, the Sankirtan band, traveled in Sankirtan, they wanted to install deities in their Sankirtan band. Prabhupada said, not necessary. Just worship the books. Because it's absolute, the books, the instructions of Krishna and the form of Krishna, not different. So, we have to get this knowledge out to the people. They're suffering. People are suffering like anything. Wherever you go, it doesn't matter if you're in America or Europe or Africa or China. Everywhere people are suffering. Dukkha Sasana, it's a place of suffering. But they're trying to make so many adjustments to try to be happy. But they're always disappointed. There's always disappointment. That's the nature of this world. But with Krishna, they won't be disappointed. They'll be satisfied. Okay? On that note, is there any questions? We have a little time. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.